Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are. Ooh. Horribly Awkward.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Eddie, are you home?
Yeah. Hello,
Eddie.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Dude, I was out in the back of your house, over in the woods. There was this dude. It's Bigfoot. It's Bigfoot. A 7 foot tall, 7.5 foot tall Bigfoot. I took a picture. The picture's all blurry. I don't understand why.
Behind my house is my porn stash. Are you sure you're not just looking at my porns again and making up that there's a Bigfoot back there? Huh?
Oh, no, dude. No, there was something back there, hairy.
Oh, okay. Okay, Bigfoot, what do we do?
I don't know, man. Grab your guns, grab your crossbows.
Okay, I've got like a slingshot. I don't really have any guns on me per se. I've got like some eggs. We could throw some eggs at it.
Oh, hard boiled?
Ooh, no, I ate all those. These are just rotten eggs. I got some rotten eggs.
Eddie, rotten eggs?
Yes, sir. Eddie rotten eggs. And they're Easter eggs too. These are all so cute because I painted them last night.
Dude, wait a minute.
Yeah. Sorry, did that come out?
Today is Easter. It is. Was that a bunny I saw?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've heard of some Bigfoot sightings around here, but every time somebody goes to my backyard, I know that they're really just looking at my porn stash.
Wow.
Do you have something you want to talk about?
I don't know, but I'm trying to talk about this bunny, this creature I saw. It could have been Bigfoot, could have been a bunny, and you've brought up your porn stash three times.
Yes. Okay, sorry. I have a problem. I'm in therapy for it. Now, look, Bigfoot is not going to have big white furry ears.
I don't know if they're big. They may have been white. It could have been short ears. Damn, I don't know, man.
Okay, so now you're getting racist. Does it have to be a white set of ears?
No, it doesn't have to be anything, but I saw this creature, man, and, like, if you look at my phone right here, like, see, I look, oh, man, it's all blurry. How does this come out blurry? This is weird.
This is what we should do. Let's take that bong, just put it down. Okay, we're going to put that bong down right there, and tell me about these pictures you have here. Why do you have pictures of my wife? What's going on here?
Well,
I can't believe this.
I'm glad you put the bong down because I don't do drugs, so keep that away. Okay. Here's your wife right here. Here is your wife right here.
Okay.
If you notice, I photoshopped myself in next to her in every picture.
Not bad. Pretty good. I'm in deep crap here.
Don't be deep crap, dude. We're both bald. We both got beards. I'll take care. Like when you're out of town, I can fill in. No one would know.
Okay, look, what we're going to do is go around the back of the house. I've got my slingshot and rotten eggs. What are you going to take?
I don't know, dude. I'm just going to take myself, dude. I'll take my podcasting mic. We can get an interview. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, the best thing to do is distract it, because if there's a Bigfoot behind my house with big Easter bunny ears, you have to be naked. They like that kind of stuff.
Man, that's too awkward. Dude, this is getting really awkward, Eddie.
Okay.
Next time I see a Bigfoot, I'm not telling you about it, and I'm not coming to your house for anything, because you always have bongs and porn out, which is crazy.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to put my pants back on. So sorry you came over. Bad timing.
All right, dude. I got a jam.
Okay, see ya. Hey, Normie, give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. So horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is so awkward. This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 28th episode of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another kick-ass awesome guest. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want to help out in any way, it's simple. It's very simple. Just simply tell a friend about the show. That's it. Word of mouth is beautiful, and that's all I ask. For now, maybe later I'm going to hit you guys up for donations, but who knows? I have a voicemail, 510-600-3475, so drop me a line. I will repeat that number later on if you missed it, but I do have one voicemail from Paula Allen from the Tell Me Stories podcast, who was on last week, so much love, Paula. Thank you. If you guys want to drop me a line about anything, a message. I do not answer it. This is not to directly to my cell phone. So just leave a message. Tell me I suck and I'll play it on the podcast. I would actually love to hear that. I'd love to hear somebody tell me I suck, because everyone always wants to be super nice when you ask for feedback. I want the honest truth. Anyways, if you want to leave me a message, type me out a message the old-fashioned way, horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, I've known this guy for a little while, and we haven't actually spoken until just a couple of minutes ago. So, I mean, I've known him for months and months, but I haven't talked, so this is going to be pretty awesome. From the mean streets of Texas, as seen on Zombie Life TV, as heard on Zombie Life Podcast, you guys might know him as William Hauser, but I know him as Eddie Rotman. Eddie, what's up, dude?
I'm so happy to be here, dude. Thanks for having me.
I'm ready. I'm so happy to be here, Sean.
I did my yoga, did my calisthenics. I just busted out, did some push-ups in the nude so I could get ready for something so spectacular, and I'm ready, man. I polished my dome, the one on my head, and I'm ready for this, dude. Let's do it.
You should push your mic back up close to the wall, and then you can twerk while we do the whole podcast. That'd be amazing.
Dude, don't dare me. I'm a master twerker. I brought twerking to Austin. You don't even know.
So, dude, Eddie, like I've known about you for a while. Actually, I didn't know your name. I didn't know William Hauser was Eddie Rotten until recently. I don't know. Are we supposed to talk about your name, or is it a secret?
Are you like call me by my birth given name? What my mom calls me when she's mad, she calls me Billy Ed. Billy Ed, get over here, Billy Ed.
Nice, dude. Yeah, like Sean Freeman has like said your name so many times, and he's like, oh, like you're like the master, you know. Like I've heard your voice on, you know, the All Games Radio Network or
AllGamesRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, I'm the master. I'm the master of baiting. How's that?
Yeah, dude, you are the baiting master. I'll give that to you. I'll be second in line for that. I'm second.
Thank you. No, it's fun, dude. I've had a lot of new friends podcasting and doing voice work on the side and doing some TV on the side. It definitely helps out, and people coming to me and asking me to do some voiceover work. But the coolest thing, dude, is I've met so many awesome people, and the family has grown, and it's just exciting, dude. I love it.
That is true. I think a lot of people, you know, they think like, oh, you have friends on the internet. You have friends you talk on Skype or you play a video game with. That's not real friends. You have to be able to touch them and hug them and squeeze their balls. Like, no, I mean, I think like I have a lot of relationships that are people who live thousands of miles away. And I would say like they're some of the best friends I have.
Yeah. People that haven't learned how to make friends online need to get hip, because this is a new world. And this is how connections are made. I mean, 90% of people that make a relationship online, if they're dating, they end up staying together. And it's just that it kind of, you can't battle that kind of information, because it works. Meeting people online is the new way, and it should be accepted. I believe it. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you know, I'd say one of the most supportive people I know, I would say, is Normie Lay from ZombieCast. Like, she's,
yeah.
If I hit her up, I'm pretty sure if I called her up in the middle of the night and she was sleeping, she'd probably get up and talk to me if I needed it. You know what I mean? Like that's the kind of people. I can't say everyone would do that, you know?
That's right.
And I appreciate those kind of relationships.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe we should just try that out one time. We could just call Normie up and say, hey, I just need somebody to talk to because I have the hardest day.
Let's do that on a three-way. I'll get you on the line, then we'll ring her in and be like, me and Eddie are having a bad night. I had a bad dream, and Eddie woke up from a bad dream, and we called each other, and we need someone to talk us down off the ledge, Normie.
I totally peed in the bed.
Yeah, I love podcasting. It's just a great medium for meeting people. I mean, I've loved the way Horribly Awkward has been working, because I get to talk to, you know, almost a new person every week, and every conversation can be different. It's like I look forward to meeting people. And I have to really thank you for hooking me up with, you know, Oklahoma Ward and Nicole Alonzo for that podcast. That was really awesome.
Oh, man. Aren't those people incredible?
Dude, super awesome.
Talented.
Talented people. Yeah, we had fun doing that improv skit, and they were laughing and saying it was like a fest.
Self-driven, dude.
Yeah, dude, it was so much fun. And like the blood, sweat, and tears that go into their production and what they do, they're out literally flipping houses to get the money to fund, you know, Crawl or Die 2. Like that's so much work and effort. Right. I mean, I love it, and I love that movie. And I don't just say it because, you know, whatever. I actually loved the feeling, the tense feeling I got from that movie, and I've supported and kind of plugged that as much as I could, and like, it's fucking awesome.
The way Nicole Alonso plays that part, it does, like you said, it makes you feel like, and the way she has to arm around inside that hole. You know, their story is amazing. What they're doing to make their dreams come true is quite remarkable. Got to hand it to them.
Yeah, it's the passion behind the project. I mean, if you just watch the movie on your own, you'd be like, okay, it's another horror movie. It's great. It's intense. It's got that claustrophobic feeling. But when you know what goes behind it, like they're
–
it's so cool. It's like I like that movie, and I love those two. Those two, they're awesome. Like I felt like talking to them was like I'm talking to friends. It's like here, like I'm talking to friends. This is the first time we've spoken, like voice to voice. I don't know how you say it, but it's like we're buddies, man. We're buddies. High five over the internet. Ready, go.
High five, bam. Yeah. I have a need that I don't have to put my clothes on for this. This is great.
Yeah, I'm glad, man. You have way more chest hair than I thought. Looks good.
Well, you know what? It's the wonders of the internet, dude. And podcasting is the new medium for voice. Radio, it is, but podcasters is, if you think about it, it's the renaissance of the world, because we're not going to take it anymore. We don't have to listen to what they are forcing us to listen to, and the conversations they have on the radio right now are bullshit. That's why most of the DJs that you hear and listen to have a podcast of their own, because they're tired of doing, you know, the grind all week long. They also have a side podcast, and it goes to show how strong the podcast community is. It's the new way.
Yeah, because there's like, you know, people have jobs, they work, you know, and to get all those demons out of their head, to get all that stress off their back, they may do podcasts, and the time that goes into podcasts, and it's a lot more work than you think to put together stuff, edit stuff together, try to get it out on a schedule. It depends. If you have a family, I imagine that's even rougher, but it's like, you know, you could tell someone's passion and love for the stuff they kind of put out.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about Zombie Life TV, man. I've seen a couple of videos.
Okay.
I think you guys were talking about vampires once. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, Zombie Life TV is literally going to be a carbon copy of Zombie Life podcast, because I grew up listening to George Norrie, you know, coast to coast, and I love paranormal stories and alien stories. And I just grew up with that, and I love that kind of stuff. And so on Zombie Life Podcast, I try to get the best of horror, paranormal, and conspiracy. And I was approached by Gavin Stone with Fanboy TV here in Austin and asked me if I wanted a TV show. I had done on-air interviews with him already. And I was like, yeah, man, but, you know, I can't be coughing out like $1,000 a month, $1,200 a month just for 2 minutes of airtime, like what I heard TV is running. Wow. And he's like, no, man, don't even worry about it. This is public access. Just show up. It's like $35 every, you know, 8 weeks or 12 weeks or something to have use of the equipment that they have there. They've got professional cameras and microphones and everything. And if you have enough people do it at a public access station, then they can rent it out to you. So if anybody's interested in doing TV or high-end podcasting, you can go rent out a space at your local public access TV station, and they'll hook you up, man, because it's a great, great way to get your name out there and to do stuff.
That's interesting. It's like, yeah, you guys are like doing video podcasts in a way. You know, you have a little panel. You guys had a sub. I remember I watched a couple of videos. I think one was like vampires, and you guys all kind of riffed on that for about 15 minutes. But I'm afraid, man. Yeah. I don't want to get in front of cameras. I can kind of do this. I've done some live shows on Twitch where it's just my face, but my whole body, and I'm fidgety, and I feel like my brain would just freak out, dude. It would freak out.
Right. You know what? Here's the thing, man. Is people know your voice, okay? People know where that voice comes from. If somebody were to play your voice, I would say, oh, yeah, that's horribly awkward. But they want to see you also. They would love to see you. So if you did some TV, or like whenever you get some stuff going online to where people can see your face, people love to see your face. And I don't know why it is that way, but we are all humans, and we want to see each other and have that second degree of connection. And so whenever they asked me if I wanted to do some TV, man, I jumped at it. I had no idea what I was doing. I had to gather a group of people. So now we have about 8 people together that do cameras and lights and stuff like that. We have two producers now that are helping, you know, get all the cameras and lights together. And, you know, whenever you do it, you have to do 3, 2, and then they point at you. And it's all just like regular TV, man. X on the ground, stand on. And it's pretty cool. It's just another thing to put inside your entertainment resume, you know? It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like 3, 2, I'm just going to go, oh.
Yeah, people do that.
Hey, Eddie, we're getting a little chopped. We might have to cut cams to see if that helps.
Okay. Let me cut cam in 3, 2. All right.
We'll see if that helps. Okay, it was getting a little choppy there for a second. I missed a couple of your words.
My, what an awesome picture you have there.
Oh, what is it? Oh, look, I know what it is. Christmas time. I was in the parking lot.
Yeah. Nice. Dude, those sunglasses are pimp.
Dude, those are like NASCAR branded sunglasses I got at Kmart. Yeah, we still got a Kmart.
Yeah.
So man, like, okay, zombie life. Let's talk a little bit about your podcast, dude. One podcast to listen, because your book is Frequency.
Yes, sir.
Z.
Frequency, yeah.
Frequency.
Yes.
Let's hear a little bit about that, because I listened to one of your podcasts, and you had a couple people just reading, like, I don't know if they were reading chapters from your book.
Right. Yeah. Depending on what book it was, yeah. There was a couple of people that read chapters, and that was, I mean, what an honor, man, to have people come on and read. How cool is that?
Yeah, but, yeah. The voices, the people who were reading it were, like, professional, and it was really cool.
Yeah, it sounded so good, and that's actually the next step. As soon as I finish book 3, I'm going to rewind and get the whole thing done as an audio book. But Frequency started as a concept that I had inside my mind. It was a dream that I had, basically, and I started writing things out on Twitter. And Twitter, you know, you only have so many characters that you can use. So I had some people started following me, and people started making comments or remarking to, you know, what's going on with the story. Well, it got enough followers to where I asked some of the followers, hey, you guys want to be characters in the story? And so those people became characters, and they chose whether or not they want to be good or bad. And then they told their families and friends, and some of those people became characters, and it just rolled and rolled and rolled until it turned into its own website, you know, from a blog to a website. One of the characters inside the story turned out to be a really good friend of mine from the UK. His name is Jig, or Jamie Tuffin on Facebook, if you want to look him up. Great guy. He was the original co-host of Zombie Life Podcast and actually helped me come up with conceiving the Zombie Life Podcast. And the rules of the story are, and it's a little bit controversial between me and friends, but Frequency is based on real life, and then I throw some zombies in there because we all have issues that we have to deal with as the days go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stop participating in the story, or if you stop becoming involved and active in the Frequency universe, then you get killed off in the story. No hard feelings. It's just how the story is set up. And Jig, I think he had a baby or something, and a whole bunch of stuff went down. He wasn't able to be on the show anymore, and then stopped being as active in the Frequency story. And, you know, gotta drop the axe, dude. It's, you know, I love him, and he's still a good friend of mine. We still talk on Facebook and everything, but it made the story so good and so realistic that it just gave me more followers, man, and made people want to read the next book.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I guess, like, Sean Freeman has a character, right? Maybe Normie? Am I right, sir, on that? That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Normie's name is Luna. I think that's her cat's name. And she's the leader of the gypsy group, because Normie looks like a gypsy to me for some reason.
You're right.
You know? So she totally looks like she could take on that role. So I'm like, man, you belong. Because she's got this beautiful, incredible, smoky voice. And I can see her as being pretty ruthless. And she is. She's a go-getter as far as getting people taken care of inside the book. Sean Freeman asked to be a villain and, wanted to know if there was any big dogs reserved. You know, what's the worst villain you got? And I talked to him about it, and he said, man, that's perfect. I'd love to be that person.
Sean so, wants to be the next Negan. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, dude. The character that Sean, you know, nothing against Negan or the story that's written behind him, but the character that Sean feels inside Frequency is, it's not even human. It's so brutal and so evil. You're not even supposed to say his name. It's bad, bad, bad news.
Yeah, it's so, like real life, dude. That's like real life. Like whenever Sean hears his name on this podcast, he comes at me, dude. He comes at me.
How dare you say my name?
One more time, motherfucker. One more time.
Yeah. No, but they all get to choose their own person. They're all their own personality, their own fate inside the story, and it's a fully interactive book. The third one, thanks to Gregory Blois and his brilliant mind. It costs a little bit extra to have your story illustrated through Amazon. And so he said, well, why don't you just have some QR codes in there, man? And so I'm working on having illustrations done. It might be the first of a new wave of kind of books. I'm not sure who else is doing it, if any. But in the story, people do find backpacks and survival gear. And some of those survival backpacks contain QR codes that you can scan with a smartphone and look at the illustrations that way, and look at photos and bios and backstories, and it will actually be an extra book, basically. And that's why it's taking a little bit extra time to get Frequency Omega out there.
Jeez, I don't want to do some stuff, man.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a shitty book, dude. I want it to be new. I want it to be inventive. I want it to be original. It's something that somebody's not going to forget. And
that's awesome, dude. That's awesome. I lots of respect, dude. I love people who put the energy into, you know, like everyone can do what the last person did, but let's put some energy and do it a little different, which is always fun.
Right. And have fun with it, man. Just like podcasting. People forget, you know, podcasting is hard, man. You have to deal with life, and you have to make sure that every week, if not every other week, you get in there and you work with your family and your friends and say, look, this is my deal. I podcast. And so every once in a while, I got to buy some equipment. Every once in a while, I got to take a step back and I can't do a family function or something. But, you know, you got to make time for your passions. And podcasting is definitely one of those things that you make a sacrifice to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. Because you're like, I guess everyone expects, like, I'm going to do this podcast. People are going to love it. I'm going to have thousands of followers. I'm going to get sponsors. Yeah. I'm going to get money. Like, podcasting is fun. It's mostly going to be a love project.
Yeah.
And if you can make it into more than that, like, kudos, man. That's fantastic. But you can't expect that. And it doesn't happen for many people at all.
Right, right. And my hat's off to ZombieCast for being able to, and Knuckleballer too. Every once in a while, Knuckleballer falls off. But for the most part, ZombieCast hits it every single week. And that is phenomenal, man, to have four or five people to get together and make that kind of commitment. My hat's off to them. And you too, man. You're like putting your neck out there doing awesome stuff.
Thanks, dude. You want to know why? You want to know how that works? I'll tell you how. I don't have a little Viagra. Little Viagra with no, I have no children. I have no, you know, I don't have any girl in my life as right now. So it's like I'm kind of single. I'm like, I'm really stingy with my time, but I can do whatever I want.
Hold on. You said no girl right now. So that means that you're secretly 007 style dating somebody.
Yeah,
or two people.
It could be a dude.
Are you not wanting to talk about that human being?
No, dude, I haven't dated anyone in years, man. Just like it's my social anxiety, man. I'm like, yeah, let's go meet some chicks. Let's go have a good time. Let's go party. And my social anxiety is like, no, dude, stay at home and play some video games. Stay at home.
Well, how bad is your social anxiety?
It's about, I'd say it's at a 9 all the time.
Do you grocery shop at nighttime?
My social anxiety as far as crowds, not a big deal. I don't really give a shit. One-on-one talking to people, eye contact, I freak out, dude. I'm in my mind thinking about everything I do before I do it. I'll be that guy at the grocery store. It's like, do I put the divider down between the groceries, or does it look like I'm trying to like separate them like they're cooties?
Right. Are you able to buy like a female vibrator?
Well, why would I do that?
I was just wondering. At some point in life, you might be asked, will you please go buy me a female vibrator? Would you be able to do that?
I don't think so. I don't think if I was in my younger days, like when I was 18, 20, I don't think it was weird. Like, I don't know, dude. I couldn't see myself going to a sex shop and buying something. I think it'd be really awkward.
What about a fleshlight? Could you do a fleshlight?
Definitely. You know what? You want to know why?
Okay. See?
Amazon. Well,
those you do it the smart way
I need a flashlight in it like now
doing, I like going into an adult store and then making a big deal about it not being for me. You know, like, you know, this a friend of mine wanted this, and then, you know, just you just get on their nerves at the end of it,
dude. I'm very uncomfortable in most situations.
Well, dude, that's okay. That's okay, man. You found your place and you got it, dude. You got a great freaking voice. You got a great show, a couple great shows, and you're nailing it, man.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rotten.
Yeah. If podcasting was your woman, she'd leave with a hip replacement, dude. You got this. I
know. Oh shit, yeah. Yeah, dude, it's like a little bit like 6 months. Let's say when I first did Horrible Gamers podcast 2 years ago. Those guys wanted to get on Skype and start the project. We were all nervous and scared. I didn't want to get on Skype. I was nervous to get on Skype. I used to be afraid to talk when I was playing online video games with people. Like, I'd be afraid to say anything. For the longest time, I didn't have a mic because I was afraid. I was literally afraid to talk. I'm afraid of rejection, man. Like, that's like the one thing I fear is rejection. So I like put myself in situations where I can't be rejected. Yeah.
Really? Wow. What do you dream about?
I'll tell you this. Dreams. I have nightmares every night, and nothing ever good comes out of my dreams. It's constant nightmares. I have a lot of ones where I'm trying to run from shit, but I can't because like there's water, it's thick or something, and I'm just running in place. I have weird dreams like that. Always negative dreams.
That's amazing. But see, I mean, have you had them analyzed? Because a lot of times, if you have a negative dream, that means that you're conquering something negative in your life, and it's finally getting flushed out in your subconscious. What do you think about that?
No, man, we're getting deep. Well, you know, like, okay, I did battle with addiction. I did battle with addiction for many, many years, and like for like years after being clean off of substances, I did have those like dreams where I like relapse and I was so disappointed in myself and blah. Like, I always had like terrible dreams, right? And now I just like sleep so shitty every night. I have the worst sleeping habits. It sucks, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's.
Which direction is your bed faced?
My bed is long ways against the long wall, like the back wall.
Is it next to the wall?
Yes, it's next to the
wall. You gotta move it.
No, but I have a small room. I can't.
Oh.
I have a small room.
You can have a hanging bed.
Yeah. Not in the apartment, man. I'm not going to do all that shit.
Dude, yeah. You say the word, I'll get some mamas over to your house and take you out and show you a good time, dude. You say it, I got people all over the world, man.
Oh, damn, Eddie's hooking it up. Mm-hmm. This turned into a podcast about me, dude. Like it always does, man.
Yeah, well, that's my technique, dude. I got to turn around so I'm not asked a whole bunch of questions about my world, because my world is shitty. Shitty!
Dude, you're not shitty, dude. I mean, you're on the set of... you had a couple podcasts where you're on the set of a movie where they were shooting or something. You're interviewing, like, actors and stuff. I forgot.
Yeah. I mean, that's my bag, dude.
Eddie, that sounds pretty shitty.
I love B-movies, man.
Yeah, man, it sounds pretty shitty. Like, you sound like you have the worst life ever. I have to admit.
You know what? That's my thing, though, man. I like to tell people, like, sometimes people at work, they say, oh, go ask Ed. He's rich. And, of course, they're just ribbing me because they know how freaking poor I am. But I tell them, yeah, I'm so rich, dude. I mean, I have so much money, you know, and I just kind of give them their own comedy back to them. And, you know, really, Alice, I don't have any money. I like to chew on toothpicks to help me not smoke cigarettes. That's like the biggest milestone that I'm dealing with. But in my world away from work, I love to freaking interview people. I love B-movies. Like I was saying, Army of Darkness is my number one movie because it kind of started out to be a B-movie. And just so much came from that film. A cult following unlike no other. And I like to talk to people, not so much the stars. The stars are cool too, But I like to talk to the fans, and that's why I go to cons, and I go to as many movie shoots as I can so I can talk to the fans and the producers of the film and the people that are behind the cameras and the people that put the makeup on, because that shit is awesome, man. You know, that's how I found out that movie blood sometimes is chocolate syrup and red food coloring. Or, mm-hmm. you know, there's just so many things you can find out. And there's hot chicks behind a movie scene.
Hey.
And there's all kinds of cool dudes behind a movie scene that are trying to hit on hot chicks. And so there's a sub part of entertainment that you never even know while you're watching the movie.
Yeah.
But it's like, fun, dude. I mean,
I get your outtake. You like create. You seem like you're into people who are creative. Like when I talked to you back in the day, months ago when I first started the podcast, I think I was talking to you about like, you know, like I can't wait for the Horribly Awkward's numbers to kind of, you know, go up. You know, I want more people to hear it. And you're like, dude, you can't worry about the numbers. I haven't even looked at numbers in a long time. It's all about having fun, and then all right. that stuff will come later.
Yeah.
Like that's awesome.
I believe
dude.
That.
I'm a numbers freak, man. I gotta look at numbers, like, everything, man. I'm a numbers freak, dude.
That's what you probably have more numbers than you know other people because you pay attention to it, and that's good. I should probably pay more attention to numbers, but for me, I don't want my ego to get stupid. Like I don't want my, and I'm not saying that it gets stupid for people. I'm just saying I don't want to change who I am. Because I'm paying attention to who's listening to me or who's watching me. I like to do it because it keeps me young and it makes, you know, puts a big smile on my face, dude. And I just love to listen to people's stories. You know, like when you told me that you used to wear women's underwear because it was fun. And
Hey, shut up, dude. Shut up, dude. It was fun. Back in the day, it was fun. Until I got caught. It felt very awkward. That's why.
Yeah. It's stories, dude. Stories make the world go round, man. It keeps us. It's the fountain of youth, brother.
It is, dude. It's like, it's really fun, man. I love the stories and stuff that people have came on and told me about. I'm learning about new faucets in people's lives, just the faucets of entertainment in their life. You know that I'm learning about these new things and. And, like, podcasting is amazing, dude. It's like, hey, listen to my podcast when I just talk about how podcasts are amazing. But it's so true. And if you are a podcast listener, you already know. You probably – most podcasters, I think, who listen – I mean, most podcast listeners that listen usually listen to multiple shows a week.
Yes. Yes, I do, man. I listen to everything on the ZDP. I love the circle of podcasters that I'm in, you know. And – here's the other thing about podcasters, dude. When you are around other people, like say at work or at a store, you know, or just other people at a party, and people find out that you podcast, you're different, dude. You are straight up a different human, a different kind of human being. You think different, you walk different, you talk different, because you hold yourself on your own personal level higher than you wanted yourself to be the day before. Like you're constantly working on yourself to be better. And that goes a long way, man. People that do podcasting or are involved in entertainment of any sort, even if it's for their self, they're very self-aware and very positive about what they want for themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's I kind of notice sometimes when I'm in environments but around a lot of people, I kind of get in like podcast show mode, like the way I talk. It's a little more energetic than I used to a couple years ago. It's fun. But most people I say today I was doing a Easter thing and my cousin's father-in-law was like, well, what are you doing? What do you got planned? Because I was like, I'm going to be taking off here pretty sure. They're like, already? I'm like, yeah, I got something planned. I'm going to do something. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, something geeky, as I knew they wouldn't understand. He's like, well, what is geeky? I'm like, podcasting. Right. What's that? I'm like, you know, like a radio show you listen to whenever you want. No one ever gets it, dude. Nobody like in their like 50s, 60s ever gets it.
Right. But you know what? I mean, when you drop that Easter egg on him, he probably thinks about you differently because you're putting your neck out there, man. You're changing communication. You're actually doing something different than what anybody else is doing. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Hey, Eddie, I got an idea. You want to do some shout-outs?
Let's do some shout-outts.
Whoa. Sean, it's not all about you. Do some shout-outs.
Let's do some shout-outs. Let's shout-out to whoever you want to shout-out to. I like to I'm not afraid to tell everyone to listen to other podcasts because they're great, because I just want to spread the love. And if I lose a listener to a friend of mine's podcast, big deal. Like, they get to listen. But obviously, I want to give a shout-out to Paula Allen, who was on the podcast last week from the Tell Me Stories podcast. She goes out of comedy festivals and does all of her stuff, you know, on her own time. And she does it for the love of podcasting, too. So shout-out to her. Awesome. I want to say shout out to Joseph Pitt at Delix_Pew_Pew on Twitter. He's a friend of mine on Facebook and Twitter, and he's one of those guys that's down to like, here, share it. Let me share your post on my Facebook page. I always love that. That's so awesome. You know, like, you know, someone who will clog their feet up with just like, check out this guy's show. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And one more is another listener of Horrible Gamers and Horribly Awkward, Josh. I'm going to say it's Banaka. It's B-E-N-N-A-K-A. That sounds like Banaka, right?
Yeah, Banaka.
Banaka.
He probably smells good all the time.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, dude, Josh, I know you're probably listening, man. Shout out to you. Big shout out. I talked to you on the Facebook Messenger a couple days ago. Super cool people. I like to, you know, I like to spit some messages back and forth, and I'm just a normal person who likes to talk on microphone and do some swift editing. Beautiful.
Love
so,
it.
Dude,
love
Eddie, it. Eddie, let's do some shout outs, man.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I want to give my first shout out to Forrest Hauser. He's my son. He busted out and left me for the military. So he's in the Army boot camp right now, kicking ass. And so I love you, son. You're killing it, dude. You did everything that you said you were going to do, and you did it with passion and drive. So that's a big deal, man. So I love you, and you're killing it. I'd also love to give a shout out to William Enstone, who is on this week's episode of Zombie Life Podcast. Sean P. Dernan for writing kick-ass books. I'd like to give a shout out to Red Rum, who is the co-host of the Zombie Life Podcast, because he's gone through so much trial in his life, and he's still kicking ass. He's not giving up. I'd like to give a shout out to my buddy Jim Drymiller, who played the character of Loki inside Frequency Alpha and Frequency Sigma and Frequency Omega. He unfortunately passed away over the last 3 weeks, but he's my dog, man. And so I talk to him from the other side all the time. That's no shit. I'd like to give a shout out to everybody at Axology, The Dirty Rotten Show, and Screenbox. I know they don't have a lot of the best movies, but if you go check out Screenbox, Ray Canella is the guy who launched that. He's a good friend of mine. He also launched the Sci-Fi Channel, which is kind of a big channel. And I just love these people, man. These are all great, great people. And a shout out to all the new people of the Zombie Life TV crew. You guys are awesome. Two of them are actually leaving to go to California, LA next weekend to go to personally invited to go to a big, huge Horror Fest con. Forgot what it's called because I wasn't invited. So, but they're going out there and give some love. George Romero is going to be there, and they're going to be sending much love back to us. And they're going to give everybody a shout out that's on the Zombie Dance Party, Zombie Radio Network, and beyond. All the podcasts that are connected to us, they're giving shout outs to everybody. So thank you so much, dude. I appreciate that time you gave me.
Dude, yeah, man. You got to let people know, man. So it's all about spreading love, dude. I'm not afraid to, like, hey, here's all these awesome people. Follow them. Check them out. If they have shows, listen to them, because why not, dude? I mean, it's not all about me. I'm not one of those guys on Twitter who has, like, 7,000 followers and I follow, like, 6 people. If you have fans, engage with them. You know, if there's a fan, you know it's a fan, and he's constantly supporting you. Like, and follow them back. Let them know that you respect them the way they respect you.
Right.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. You know, I had a Screenbox. I did the 30-day free trial, and I never even looked at it.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal with Screenbox. They don't have a lot of straight up movies that you're going to find on Netflix or even HBO or Amazon or something. They've got uncut movies that people submit, and a lot of them are really, really good, but it's all uncut. Everything is exactly the way it was meant to be. And it's just great, man. I mean, Screenbox has come a long way. They're on all the different, you know, gaming platforms now.
Yeah.
And I just try to support them. There's probably better networks. There might be worse, but whatever.
It's cheap, though. It's like $3 or $4, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I actually did the free trial and I never even looked at their. I think I looked at the content. Yeah, I looked at like scrolled through the thumbs once and then I just forgot about it. And then I was like, I looked at my board as like screen box, you know, like here's my 30. I was like, damn it. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I quit the trial. I haven't gone back, but it's not because I didn't like anything on there. But your son, Forrest Hauser.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
dude, that's what I like. Lots of respect to him. You were on when you did the like you're part of the Social Dozen as well.
Right.
When you did that episode a couple weeks ago, I know it was like for you and like he was there. It was his last day there. And you're like, if you guys have any questions, like you guys can ask. But like the way conversations get carried away, probably everyone just forgot.
Yeah.
I was hoping to hear some stuff from him. Lots of respect. How old is he?
He's 21, man. 21 years old.
Yeah, lots of respect, man. I'm a pussy, man. I've never been brave enough to put myself out there, you know, for the country. I'm not
well,
saying.
Well, no, see, you can't say that about yourself. You're a bad motherfucker. You're not a pussy, man. Maybe it wasn't for you. It's not supposed. Everybody's not supposed to do that. And you're not a coward for not doing it. I was literally not meant to go, and I got that, and I embrace it. I think that I would live longer. I'm going to live longer because I didn't go. I'm kind of the mindset that everything happens for a reason and you're chosen for certain things. And inside this dispensation, my son has been chosen to go serve, man. And so that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, dude, that's so awesome, dude. I mean,
you're chosen to podcast and kick ass behind a mic, man. So kill it.
Kill it. Get kill my pitchforks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill it. Finish it.
Nice. That's good. Hey, did you watch Batman versus Superman?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Good.
Have you seen
it? I know. I'm easily pleased, though. I know I'm going to go in there with a big smile, and I'm going to come out with a big shit-eating grin. I'm going to love it, dude. I don't care.
Okay, I'll stay totally spoiler-free. I'm going to say the first half of the movie, like it was a long movie, so they had to do a lot of edits to shorten it down. So I'm sure like they could have spaced things out. It would have felt more natural. They kind of jumped around a little bit. I think the editing on the music, I thought the music score was kind of poor choice. It didn't really fit the theme and the flow of the movie. It felt kind of forced.
Oh,
I think that's
no.
why people... The first half of the movie, it's still kind of good. It sets up everything. The whole entire second half of the movie, I thought was phenomenal.
What do you mean the music? So Rihanna was singing some songs while shit was blowing up or what?
No, it gave this weird, like, overproduced kind of dreamy effect to it. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, there was music where they didn't need to be music. It's not that the music was shitty. It just felt like it was like, let's put more music here. It may not need it, but let's just put some music behind this.
Like it's an art piece or something?
Kind of. But but like the last half of that movie is phenomenal. It makes up for the first half, and I thought it was great. Cool. I thought Ben Affleck was fantastic as Batman. Gal Gadot. I can't wait till the Wonder Woman solo movie comes out. It was good, dude.
That's cool.
It was good.
Yeah. I like who they chose for Wonder Woman, too. She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's from the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, good choice, man. Great body. Nice ass.
I want to say, I want to say that Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, the way he talked and presented himself, he would have been the perfect choice for a Riddler-like character. Like, he would have been the Riddler spot on. If he was a Riddler right now, this would make total sense.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you liked it, man. I can't wait to go see it. You know, there's a whole lot of movies that I'd like to go see. Sometimes I wait and then I go see them at the Dollar Cinema or something.
Sometimes it's tough too when you're going to watch a 3-hour movie. It's like I got to go a half hour before the movie. It's like it's gonna take me a half hour to get home, and you're like, I'm watching a 3-hour movie. You're like, this is a whole day right here.
I mean, it's got to be a big deal, man. Like the last movie that I saw was Star Wars in the cinema.
Oh, that was that was awesome.
I don't know if Batman versus Superman is that big, but I heard it's doing pretty well at box office.
It is, man, because Batman versus Superman, it's two like pretty high properties shoved into one thing. Even, you know, I'd say I think the audience Rotten Tomatoes score is like a 75, I think, but like the critics' reviews are below 30 now.
Yeah.
And I see why that is. But just go watch it. Have a good time. I promise you, like, the second half of that movie's, like, great, dude. It's going to, you're going to, like, by the time it ends, you're like, whoa, I can go another 30 minutes. Let's do some more, man.
Dude, can I tell you about my favorite Easter picture that I've seen on Facebook today?
No, actually, I don't. We don't talk about that kind of stuff on Horribly Awkward. Sorry.
I can totally understand.
No, go ahead, man.
It doesn't involve any enemas or anything, you know, fun like that. So,
yeah, what is it, man?
It's Jesus riding Valcor from Neverending Story. It says, Happy Easter. How awesome is that, man?
Oh, the big dog, right? That's the dog?
Yeah, yes, the luck dragon.
Who was Atreyu? Is that like the, was that the cat or a dog or something?
I think Atreyu was...
Atreyu!
I think he was the horse. Was that the horse that died in the mud pit of,
yes!
of misery?
That's right, that's right.
No. That was Artex. That was Artex. Atreyu was the kid's name, I think.
Damn,
dude, I'm going to have to go watch that movie again. But as a kid, I'm not some kind of freak now, but as a kid, the princess at the end of that movie, oh, dude... I was in love with her, man, and I told my dad I was going to marry her when I was a little kid.
I remember movies like that. I remember watching Jurassic Park and the little girl that's in that. You know, we were the same age at that time, and I was like in love with her. I was like, if I'd seen her in a movie, I'd watch it. I was like, I swear I'm going to meet her one day and like confess my love.
Yeah, we're having kids, that's for sure.
She did that. She did the Jurassic Park, and the only thing I could think of she did after that was Tremors, the first one.
Oh yeah,
man!
I can't believe they're still making Tremors. Yeah. They're still doing, you know, Sharknados too, which is amazing. I mean, how did that take off?
I never saw that, but Tremors, the first Tremors movie, is one of my favorite movies of all time. It goes up there. I love the setting, just the desert and the characters and these big beasts that are underground. They can come up and grab you, and the way they throw the dynamite and they tie it to the strings and they like and
yeah
they, the
way, good
I love that movie. And then they lost all of that with making these new ones and like, oh, we're gonna make them evolve, and it just took the whole thing away. It wasn't the same.
Yeah, that's cool.
But they're supposed to make a Tremors TV show.
I'm down for that, dude.
Yeah, with Kevin Bacon.
I would watch the hell out of it. Oh, I was also gonna tell you, you should go on Facebook and look at a post that Normie Latte posted. It's weird, dude. Her eyes are jacked up, and it's a video.
Is
it says, it says, gotta catch them all. And it's a video of her, and her eyes look like she's kind of, her eyeballs are pushing out of her skull, man. It's creepy, but hot at the same time, if I could say that. It's weird.
Okay, I see him.
Good old Normie Latte.
Yeah, I see it right now from 6 minutes ago. It's nice to know you're cruising through Facebook while we're doing this podcast, Eddie. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to keep things lively, keep things moving along.
I know, you're like me, man. I'm all over the place. Like, I click and open so many windows when I'm podcasting usually. So, Eddie, man, I got a question for you. Do you have any guilty pleasures?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's know, man. Let's hear about your guilty pleasures.
Well, you know, I don't want to rehash what we already talked about, but I have a small but handsome supply of fleshlights, you know. Only one waffle. I've got 12 fleshlights. Only two of them have batteries. Only one of them was bought for me by my wife, and that was too embarrassing for her, so she can't buy me anymore. I have to do them all myself. The other guilty pleasure that I have, dude, and I shit you not, is Kit Kat.
Kit Kat bars?
Yeah, just Kit Kat, the chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I it's a thing in my brain that I'm having a hard time turning off, and this is no shit. I don't like to go inside grocery stores because they have Kit Kats in the checkout aisle.
One,
you know,
of the
like
best, dude.
If I go to check out groceries, I have to try to find one that doesn't have any candy there because they're going to have Kit Kats. And I swear it's like from the devil or something they did inside the wrapping. It will hypnotize me and make me buy it, dude. And it jacks me up. And that's like a real thing that I struggle with, man. Can you believe that?
Dude, like in Asia, or like, I don't know if it's Japan or China, they have so many different flavors. Have you seen these?
Yeah, yeah. I had like the green tea, just the other day.
But they got like banana split and strawberry and all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you like them cold in the fridge?
Oh yeah, dude. Chocolate. Period. I'll eat unsweetened chocolate blocks, dude.
Like, you know, I don't
super,
like that.
Super dark, bitter one. Oh man, I love that, dude. It's a thing, man. I have to stay on top of my teeth, or they're all gonna fall out, you know. But guilty pleasures. I like to watch risque movies, you know, not hardcore Skinamax, but I like to see stuff that's borderline. Was that real or not? You know, like horror movies, not so much snuff films. I kind of grew out of that, but actually, dude, I have a lot of guilty pleasures, man. I need to go to like therapy or counseling or go find a pope or something.
We're gonna do the next hour all on Eddie's guilty pleasures. So,
yeah, you could be. I'll be in confession. You could be the Pope or what are they called? You could be the pastor or the bishop, and then I'll just confess everything to you. How's that?
Yeah, I'm down, man. We'll do a whole separate podcast on it. Okay.
Asian midgets? Yes, sir. I'm into them.
Oh, hey. Asian midgets. I'm not even sure I've ever seen an Asian midget. Aren't they all pretty short?
There you go, man. That's taboo, dude. There's only like eight of them on the planet. I have no idea.
You counted them, dude. You counted them because you searched them all out.
Yeah.
Don't lie, man. Hey, do you have any truths or lies for me?
You texted me that and you told me to think about that. And I did, and I had a couple of them. The truth is, I totally 100% believe in a creator like a God. The lie is that I'm not very good at believing in a creator. I'm better at just saying that I believe in a creator. And so that's another dilemma. That's like a big thing, kind of like the Kit Kat bars that I'm dealing with, because Easter this year is proof that nobody gives a flying fuck about a creator. It was just about toys and candy. It was bizarre. You know, it's one of the first times as an adult where nobody said anything about, like, I think I saw Jesus on Facebook one time, but it was more like, check out the sale at Toys R Us, or check out what we have over at Target because Easter's here and you need that new bicycle. You know, it was kind of weird.
That's true. I mean, a lot of these, like, even Christmas is not about Christ. It's about trees and
toys,
yeah, and gift
yeah,
cards.
It's about like consuming, and it's like kind of makes me feel sick, but at the same time, like, hey, if there is a master creator, he obviously has thought this part through, and so we're all just going along with the plan, you know. I don't know what to think about it.
It is nice to have one day a year where kids can look forward to. You can go out of your way to do like buy stuff for people without feeling creepy. It's kind of nice, but. And then a lot of times it feels expected in a way from certain people. You know, like if you're married, and I'm not saying anybody who does or doesn't, it should really matter. If you say you're married without kids, like I don't think you really need to buy each other gifts. If you guys are sharing money, why? I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm saying you don't need to buy gifts. For children, it's nice. Children love Christmas. Once a year, there's that day where they're going to get some presents and they're going to rip through stuff and wake up early and And while the like adults, you know, hang out together, but it kind of seems like over the years the adult like conversations have gotten thinner and thinner.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you know, of course, because I do a zombie show. If you think about it, an apocalyptic situation, when all the shit is over, you know, and you don't have anything that you can buy for somebody because you can't buy it. You can just go steal it or take it from somebody and murder somebody and take what they have and give it to somebody that you love. It's all about service, dude. If you don't know how to serve your fellow human being, then you're worthless, man. You are shit if the shit hits the fan. You know, you have no worth at all if you can't help your neighbor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like as much as I love my internet and my phone, and like, you know, it does kind of pull me away from the real life in a way where I kind of can disappear for a while. And it's weird how that works. Like, I love it, but at the same time, it kind of sucks. I've always, I've always fantasized about a simpler time, like 1800s, you know, 1700s, where it's just like you're going out there, you're working, you're trying to support your family, and you enjoy hanging out, you know, like at the bar with some people.
I don't think I would survive, dude. They had no AC. They were forced to wear those real stuffy clothes, and you have to have like a weird, you have to hold your hand weird when you drink some tea. It's just, I don't know if I would survive, man. And can you imagine getting like scabies or something back then, or having like bed mites? Oh, dude, life would be so horrible. Dude, every time you hug somebody, it would smell like a dead body because, I mean, you can't shower.
that's true, man. It's like you call a doctor and he comes to your house with a duffel bag and he has this little thing where he checks your breathing and he puts a popsicle down and say, That's basically it. Like, what, they didn't have any, like, they didn't have any
you have wooden teeth too? Cool. In The Walking Dead, dude, I'm surprised every time people meet each other and they hug and embrace each other, I'm surprised they don't have like a look on their face like, oh my God, you stink so bad.
I think the same thing. I'm like, I see Rick and Michonne kissing and I'm like, oh, they must have terrible breath.
I know. Can you imagine kissing that? Rick, he must stink so bad. His clothes, I mean, he hasn't changed his shirt since like the second season, it seems.
At least now they got the houses.
Yeah, and he shaved a couple times, and you know, I don't know, but it's just times are hard, you know, and I'm grateful to live and be born when I was born so I can experience what I have, but at the end of it, dude, I still go back to the original, if you don't have service in your heart, you can't do nothing, man. Mm-hmm. You're worthless.
But back then, like the old Western days, I mean, you... Like, instead of buying your kid toys, you'd make him a freaking little, like, a little horse out of wood, and you'd be happy, you know?
Like, hell yay. Yeah, man. Have you seen that commercial from an old John Wayne movie? And he walks up to this kid, he's fishing, and the kid's like, well, what if it falls in? And John Wayne's like, well, you just get in there, and you swim in there, and you get that fishing pole or something. He goes, well, I can't swim. And it pissed him off so bad, he picked that kid up and threw his ass in the water. He's like, well, you're going to learn how to swim now, you whippersnapper. And then the lady walks up, and she says that she can't swim either.
Yeah,
that's how it used to be. You better learn how to do it, goddammit.
Yeah, you teach your kids, like, gun safety and how to shoot and hunt, like, you know, when they're old enough to hold a gun. You know, now it's like, you know, guns are taboo, dude. Like, I didn't shoot my first gun until...
Whoa, you said gun. You said gun, dude. You are such deep shit now.
Uh-oh. Pistols? Guns?
Oh, you can't even say the word anymore. I think it's not against the law there yet, I guess.
What? Is this a Texas thing?
Yeah, I was just playing, though. We say guns. I think it's part of grace. Before you finish praying for your food, you have to say gun, like, twice. So we still say gun here in Texas, but I don't know about the rest of the world, dude. It's getting crazy out there.
Dude, I never held a gun until just about 2 years ago. Never, ever, like, shot guns or anything, been around them. Like, it was totally taboo. It's a scary thing. Even nowadays, everyone should have protection. I totally believe in that. I would like to purchase a gun and go through gun safety classes and have a gun, but they make it... There's so many people doing terrible things with weapons that, like...
Are you a felon?
Did you say something?
Yeah, are you a felon? No. I sometimes pretend like I am, but when I meet, like, Jig, the original co-host of Zombie Life Podcast, he's not, like, he just barely touched a gun, like, 6 months ago, you know? And coming from Texas, hillbilly capital of the world, it's bizarre to come across people that haven't held like a, you know, a gun. And so I go to the first default question, are you a felon? Then I go to the next one, well, you must have grown on you know, in the city or something like that. But it's weird, man. What's the first kind of gun that you held and shot?
Well, yeah, I did. I've always grown up in the city. Not like hanging with my cousin and his friend. Obviously, I'm not going to name any names, but he has a lot of guns, and we'll go out to the mountains and bring them out. It's all, we're very safe about it. But he had a lot, dude. So I got a chance to shoot a lot of things, man, including like a double barrel shotgun, which was funny. Right. I have a video of it. It was crazy, dude. Pulling both those triggers at the same time. It was fun, dude. It was fun, dude. It's just as long as you're safe, you know. It's whatever, you know what I mean?
They can take your life, dude. It's just like when you turn the keys in the car. It's like a machine, and so you're dealing with something that has the ability to take your life, and so it's definitely something that you think about, you know. But it's nice to have if you need it.
Yeah, definitely, man. I had people jump through a window while I was in my house and take all the everything in the living room, and it was very scary. Luckily, I didn't go out while they were in the apartment. But like, some people just don't give a shit, and a lot of it has to do with drugs. They want to steal shit to go sell it for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep your cocaine out on the table, or?
they came in. They took a 40-inch TV, PlayStation 3, every movie my roommate had, everything.
White dudes, huh?
I don't know. I never knew. But it happened in these apartments. We lived in decent apartments. I mean, in this nice gated community. But on the other side of the fence was this really, really, really crooked neighborhood. And what they do is they hop over the fence and they just go in people's houses real quick, grab shit, and leave. And it happened to a lot of us. We left.
You almost got to hand it to them, man, because they're out there making their dreams come true, you know? Everybody's got to have goals.
But I can't imagine, man. What goes through your mind? Like, we're going to go in this person's house. My door to my room was open, but I had my TV up really loud. It was in the summer. I had fans on loud, a TV on louder to compensate for that. So I was in the house. They knew it, but they still came in, took everything, and went out the back door. Like, that takes balls. And what the fuck goes through your mind when you're thinking, like, that is crazy to me, man.
Bath salt. That's what goes through your mind.
Bath salt. That's a Florida thing, man.
Dude, I can't believe people have the audacity to do that, especially if somebody's home. They didn't know who you were, man. That's a great Iams.
They may have. You know what I mean? They may have known from the apartments. I'm just like, I don't look like a threat. I don't dress like, you know, like I'm a tough guy, you know? So, I mean, I think they kind of have an idea. People just walking through the neighborhood, see me pulling up, whatever. They can kind of tell. I mean, I don't look like a scary dude. Maybe I do. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't think I looked scary either until my wife told me I looked like a terrorist when she saw my new license.
Dude, you're fucking scary. I've seen pictures of you. You posted a picture, like a selfie the other day with your computer in the background. You look like a demon. You're like, dude.
That's my going out face. I put all my makeup on and my long lashes, and I just go out, and I just rawr.
Holy shit, dude. Eddie.
Yes.
I'm going to play a voicemail real quick. So I'm going to play this voicemail from Paula. And this, I haven't listened to it. I try not to listen to them ahead of time just so they can kind of be fresh with the show. Right. You know what I mean? Just in case I don't want to have answers loaded if there's a question in it. So I usually don't listen to them if I don't need to. But
lay it on me.
Here we go.
Hello, Sean. It's not that awkward, but it is Paula from Tell Me Stories. Just calling to say hey. Thanks for the interview. I had a lot of fun. I wish we had taped the end of it. But yeah, I really loved it. And now I'm going to interview you tonight. And I'm really excited. I don't think it's going to be that awkward, but depends on you. I'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
Hey, Paula.
She's like full of energy. Like, I felt like we were already friends for a long time when we did the show. Then I went on her show a couple of days later. And, dude, you need to go on her show because she
I would love to.
Yeah, you just go on there and tell a couple stories, man. It's cool. So you can tell, you can tell about your.
She sounds fun.
Dude, yeah, Paula is super awesome, man. Like, I talked to her through messages on Twitter and stuff. Like, hey, friend. You know what I mean? It's not like a lot of people don't connect like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome, dude. At least you're getting voice messages. I'm not getting jack shit.
What's your voice? Do you have a voicemail number? I'll leave you one.
Yeah, man. On my website, I pimp it like all the time, but it's not for everybody, you know? Some people just don't want to talk about their dreams for some reason. But on the website, zombielifepodcast.com, here's a shameless plug here. There's a green button right at the top. It says, say something scary. It can't be any more literal than that, and you know, if you push that button, it records your voice message. And it's a Spreaker account, basically.
Hey, what is
Spreaker?
Spreaker, I've been seeing that recently. I don't even know what that is.
It's just a voicemail service. I mean, it's cool, man. But whenever we do Zombie Life TV, there's going to be a number, a phone number that we can put across the bottom of the screen that says, call now for a live conversation between blah, 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 blah. So that'll be fun.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome.
It does sound cool, though, that she calls you. She sounds like a lot of fun. But what's her show about?
It's called Tell Me Stories, where it's mostly like you. She does them in person. She goes to comedy festivals and like talks to comedians and you know band members and stuff like that. But she does every once in a while. She does like a Skype call where she have a longer show. She's super awesome, man. Like super awesome. I have so many people who I knew have awesome stories could go on her show. Like I got friends that podcasters, and I know a lot of guys who could tell you some really cool stories. And so she said, yeah, for sure. So I'm trying to set that up because I want to hear other people's stories on her show, which would be cool.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
I have not, dude. Have you?
Yeah, man. Have you ever been around somebody who you think might have been possessed by a demon?
Not yet.
Hmm. Have you ever seen a ghost?
I have not seen one, but one time I walked out of the bathroom at my mom's house, and she was sitting in a completely different room, and she said, stop doing that. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, you grabbed my shoulder and pulled back. And I was like, no, I just walked out of the bathroom. I'm like 15 feet away.
Do you believe if you say words from a book, it could actually come true and like bring demons into from the Neverworld?
I don't.
Do you believe that there's like a parallel universe and there's another Sean Iams that just kills it on another podcast?
I do believe that the world is so big and infinite that there's got to be another very similar thing. Yeah, I kind of believe that.
You believe that the world could possibly be flat and space is just an imaginary concept given to us by NASA in the 1400s?
Well, wow. But what if you just keep flying, man, so you end up back in the same space?
Exactly. Who's going to talk about that? Nobody. That's why nothing ever gets done, dude. I'm bringing it up, dude. Do you believe that the world could possibly be flat?
I think it's round.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe that's because what I've been told. I mean, the furthest I've gone was New York. So, I mean, I can't say I've tested the theory.
Yeah, like what if everything that happens like in Australia, Australia is not even real. You know, they just choose to tell us that. And then people that have come from Australia, that's what they were told. You came from Australia.
You never know. Well, I have to say I am sort of friends with Rachel Drummond from Australia.
Yes.
So I've podcasted with her. She's been on the show. So, I mean, I know.
She could be a government entity telling you what she's getting paid to tell you.
That's true. I mean, we could all be in the Matrix, too. We could all just be plugged in the machines right now, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think about stuff like that.
Or maybe 100 years ago, there was this great video game program, and everyone bought one because the government gave it out for free. It was a virtual reality thing, and we got in there, and we just haven't got out yet. We forgot that we were in there. We've been there so long. We've been in there so long. We think we've been there so long. This is like Inception. It's really been like 30 seconds. It just feels like 50 years.
I love stuff like that. See, now you're starting to – you feel me. You feel me?
Yeah, I love shit that makes you think. Like Deception, I was like – I mean, not Deception. Is it? No, Interception. What is it?
Inception.
Inception, dude. And what's the latest one? Was it Interstellar or what was it?
Interstellar is good. Matrix is really good.
Dude, yeah.
In your whole life, have you ever completed a Rubik's Cube?
No, I never even really tried. Never been my thing. I didn't see a point to it.
Hmm. I could never complete one, man. I've got one at work, and I've been trying for about 3 months now.
Those guys that do it like in so quick too. You see those videos where they just know the patterns or something.
That's what makes me believe there's aliens on the Earth. I mean, how can they possibly do? I saw this dude blindfold juggle 3 Rubik's cubes and solve them while he was juggling. That's some bullshit, dude. Humans can't do that.
I believe in aliens. I don't know about the traditional sense, but I do believe that. I just believe that the world. Okay, the world. okay, say, let's say you don't believe in God. Okay, where did it end? I don't know. I don't know what I believe in, but things just appeared out of nowhere, and you know, like, things just happen. We have these plants that grow strawberries. They're so delicious and perfect. Pears yeah, and peaches. What? Like, where the fuck did these come from? Like, is this a coincidence? These beautiful, beautiful fruits grow off trees, and they taste so good, and they're so good yeah. for you. And we decide that we just want to, let's process Cheetos and Fritos and fucking yeah. Taco Bell and eat that shit instead.
Ah, yeah, dude. See? I love that. I'd say I love this. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I don't believe in Bigfoot, but because I think Bigfoot would have had to have been found unless he's interdimensional and he can like disappear.
Okay. Okay. Which
I guess that could be a possibility.
Vampires? People that literally turn into a bat and will suck you dry.
I don't know. I never really put thought into that.
Because that could possibly be the same kind of thing that they came from the same place Bigfoot did. Do you think that zombies are one day going to walk the earth and ravage our flesh?
I think that's the most likely, that some sort of disease just takes over and just demolishes everything, person by person, killing each other. I can see that. I totally can see that because there's no rules against the world ending. There's no rules and there's no safety rule that there can't be something to just take out the world with one little virus, dude.
That is so horrifying. Well, you just answered the hot seat questions that I have on my show, dude. And I've been dying. I've been dying to ask you those questions for months and months now. So you did great, man.
Thanks, dude. I didn't know it was a test. What did I score?
Oh, there's no score, but we have a hot seat segment on Zombie Life Podcast where I ask people things that normal human beings don't like to talk about, you know? It doesn't come up at the water cooler.
Yeah, I'm okay with answering most shit. If I don't know, I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I have some people call me back and say, hey, you're going to have to pull that episode because my producer said it's going to hurt my chances of selling this movie.
Oh, really? Like an entire episode or just edit out a section?
Like a whole episode. Go ahead and reshoot it or like re-record it. I'm like, no, dude, I'm not going to redo it. If I drop your show, I can't have you on anymore, man.
I get kind of worried about that, too. Like, I'm always like, I'm asking people to come on shows or come on the podcast, and I'm always like, what episode will he listen to? Will he hear something crazy and go, that's what he's gonna do when I'm on there? And I'm not. Yeah. It's kind of every show is kind of geared to the flow of my guests. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's your show, man. It's your universe, your world. That's why you started your own podcast. You're doing it, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, totally, man. There's a couple of people. There's some like. There's some people I'm trying to get on. I don't like to mention names. I feel like it kind of taints my chance of success.
Oh, really?
I feel I'm trying to do this with this person. They said they'd be down, but I feel like if I'm just putting it out there before it's like final, I feel like, I don't know, I could be tainting it for some reason.
Dude, I've had so many people back out. I had Linda Carter back out. I mean, this is the original Wonder Woman. She said she would come on. Her producer said that she would come on. Her talent agent said she would come on, and then they backed out. But I've already promoted her coming on the show. So I literally had people waiting for her to come on the show, and it never happened, dude. And, you know, I kind of feel like I shot myself in the foot and maybe lost some listeners, but yeah, I gave it a shot, man.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm kind of worried about, getting other people's hopes up. Like, here's this person. Oh, that would be a cool interview, Sean. Oh, that'd be a cool podcast. And then it just never happens, and I feel like I got to
– Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet, but it will. I promise, guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah. You can always say, this is what I'm working on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude. I can't wait, dude. There's some couple things that I'm really excited about, including this podcast, man. I've been looking forward to talking to you for a while.
Good. I need to send you a couple copies of Frequency, man, so you can get down with some of that.
I'll try, dude. I can count how many books I've read on the tip of one finger.
Well, these are badass books. They're not like normal books.
I have a problem with reading, though. I've literally never read a book. I'll start looking at the words and I'll start daydreaming, and I can't stop that focus.
Oh,
I can't.
Wow.
If you saw how many times I paused a movie, that's why I love Xbox One, because I can say Xbox pause. I do that so often to stop and look on the internet. I do that with video games. So I'm thinking of a way to break into books a little bit. Maybe like comics would help. If I found some interesting comics where it doesn't take a whole lot of focus of reading paragraphs after paragraphs.
Well, maybe you can't read them. Maybe you should just write them. You keep a journal?
I don't. I guess the podcast is kind of my journal.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. Hmm. Well, I'm working on an audiobook. Whenever I have the audiobooks finished.
Dude, I'm so down. And I feel like an asshole saying, like, I don't want to read your book. It's not I don't want to read your book. It's I literally cannot focus to read. I've never been able to do it. I mean, it's
hard.
Sucks.
It is hard. And mine are big, dude. They're like 300 plus pages.
Yeah, I love the audio is like so perfect too because I pressure wash when I'm working, man. So it's like anything that I could focus on because my work is all muscle memory, dude. I just do it. I don't have to think right. of what I'm doing right. half the time because I've done it so many times. So I love audio because I can listen. That's why I like podcasting. I listen to podcasts while I'm at work the whole time. And, you know, I would love to listen. Like audiobook, dude, I'm on it, dude. You need some support to get that rolling. I mean, I'd love to help. Anyway.
Well, I've got some good audiobooks you should listen to. Ender's Game is really, really good.
Okay.
Watership Down, I know it's an old-ass story, but the audio is really, really good. Anything, I don't know, man. I really like Star Wars audiobooks because they have so many spin-off stories, you know? It's just It's really cool. But, yeah, audiobooks are really cool. I'm trying to break into that, but I need some more time, dude. I wish I could go buy time at a convenience store. It'd be awesome.
Dude, I wish. I was thinking about this the other day. I was literally thinking about this the other day. I was at work. I wish there was something where you could just buy for time to pause for whatever moment you wanted. Like, okay, I need 5 hours. Let me pause time for me for 5 hours so I could do whatever I want and then go back to, like, the same minute. That would be fucking amazing, dude. Like, or maybe, like, you're sped up like the Flash where you can get a million things done in that amount of time. I don't know.
Is that your superpower if you had one?
That would be a great one because there's never enough time to do what I want to do, man.
Would you choose like time bending over flight?
Flight's one of those things I do have randomly in dreams sometimes, and it's incredible. Like I can't wait for VR to come, PlayStation VR. I'm gonna be flying a motherfucker, man. I already got it pre-ordered.
Really?
Yep. I pre-ordered it, dude. Wow. The moment I waited till 7 a.m. last Tuesday, I went on Amazon, I went on Best Buy, and dude, $500 pre-order, man.
Well, tell me about it. How's that work?
Well, it's just, you know, it's connected to your. There's going to be, it's going to have the headset with their full motion controllers. It's got to be connected to the camera, and you're going to be in VR, dude. You're going to feel like you're flying like a bird or deep sea diving or all that cool shit. Every game is going to support. Going to support some sort of VR. Even if it's a 2D game, you can kind of look around, like left to right, up and down.
Do you have to upgrade to PlayStation 4.5?
No. That's a rumor there might be that, and that supposedly might only be like 4K support, which nobody has 4K video. Like,
you want to hear something? You want to hear something dark and twisted?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I heard that all technology, and you don't have to tell anybody, okay. But I heard that all technology is based on pornography. If it looks good,
it is
good enough for people to you know, make boink with one another, then they'll decide to push out the technology or not. And finally, it got to a point to where 4K looked good enough with porn. They decided to put it out to the masses.
I think porn is. It's weird to think that porn drives any technology when you think about it, because you're like, doesn't everyone watch porn for free? You kind of feel like they would, but I guess there's a lot of people.
Dude, they don't, man. People pay for that. There's people that are so lost that I'm not trying to judge people, but there's people that will literally pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for porn when they could watch something for free on the internet. But there's so many of them that it drives the industry to be a leading industry like Apple and beyond. You know, it's like Microsoft times 20 million. It's amazing, dude.
Yeah, it's weird. There's people who sit in those chat rooms and just pay, you know, coins or credits or whatever it is, those cam girls, and they just make money from their house, man. Hooked up to a camera, a webcam, and just do that's, it's such a weird thing, but I guess, you know, men
are
driven.
Have you ever called one?
I never had.
I have, man. When I was younger, I called one just to listen to her voice. I think I was like 14 or 15 years old.
Oh, you mean like the old like 1-800 big tits?
Yeah, something like that.
And
you know,
you call from the payphones. You call from the payphones as a kid, like, hey, you pass the phone around to like hear the messages. For only $1.99 a minute, you can talk to me.
Well, I thought, you know, I was an idiot. So I called for my mom's second line because the thing says toll free. So I call it and I get in like way over my head, and my dad ended up like coming to the room a month later. He's like, son, we need to have a conversation, you know?
Oh, snap.
Dude, the first time my mom found a dirty magazine in my room, she put me in a car and took me for a 7-mile drive into the next town and lectured me on what can happen with people that fall into pornography. And then I had to get out and literally throw the magazine away myself. And it's like, it's super embarrassing. She's like, did you know that murderers, rapists, pedophiles, all these people have one thing in common, son? I was like, oh my God. Blow like
every,
my face.
Every man has one thing in common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eddie, how much time you got left?
None, dude. My wife already came in and curb checked me.
Okay,
she said,
cool.
Dinner's been ready for 15 minutes, you asshole.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because we're at the end. I was going to say, if not, we can record like a little separate casual conversation after this. But this is perfect because this is usually the length it is.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Eddie Rotten, there's only one thing left to do, man. Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Come on, man. Wrap it up, son.
Me thanking you for letting me come on your show, dude. It is a huge honor, man. I don't want it to sound cheesy, but yeah. I really, really appreciate the time that you had me on. I interview people a lot, dude. It's very rare that people have me come on their show as a guest. So I appreciate it, dude.
Dude, I gotta love, like, you know, just having conversations. And somehow it always goes back to porn with all the guys. But
sounds weird, huh?
Yeah.
It's all God's fault. Happy Easter.
Yep. Dude, so Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Let's do the wrap up stuff.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, man. Do what you gotta do. Say what you gotta say. Live how you wanna live, play how you wanna play. The Addams Family. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
I think if anybody wanted to find me on social media, it's either William Hauser or Eddie Rotten. If you type it in, there's going to be pictures that show up that I'm not particularly proud of. But eddierotten.com is the original blog that started this whole roller coaster ride. So you can go check out Frequency in its beginning stages at eddierotten.com. which I'm still paying for. That's weird. Twitter is, there's about 3 or 4 different handles on Twitter. You can look under Eddie Rotten, Zombie Life Podcast, which is ZMBL Podcast. You can look under Mission Airsoft, which is my airsoft field in San Antonio. And Facebook is all the same, dude. Just Eddie Rotten or Zombie Life Podcast, William Hauser, Mission Airsoft. I'm in there, man. Just plug me in your search bar and you'll find me.
Hey, you have a airsoft field?
Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
Sounds like fun.
Dude, this October, and I pushed it on this week's episode of Zombie Life Podcast. This October, 28th through the 30th, one day before Halloween, Texas Terror Challenge has decided that my airsoft field is going to be the home base for the next Texas Terror Challenge, and there's going to be actors involved, probably 100 players deep. There's going to be all kinds of props and stuff, but they've adopted the storyline of my book Frequency. So there's going to be FEMA camps, dude. There's going to be all kinds of weird zombies that are actors that fly in, and it's going to be amazing, dude. Amazing. If anybody can get out there, just go, you know, find me on Facebook or Twitter and ask me about it. Email me, eddierotten101@gmail.com, and I'll tell you everything. There's going to be tickets for sale. It's going to be great.
Dude, that sounds like so much fun. I wish I lived closer.
Oh, no. That's the shitty part. Most of the people that I want to show up are, like, days and days away, you know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So is that it?
Yeah, that's it. You can go buy my books on Amazon. Frequency Alpha and Frequency Sigma are on Amazon. Omega's coming out. Please share it. If you do read it, please give me a couple stars or one star at least and tell me why you thought it sucked so I can work on my craft, man, because I love to write.
Yeah, you need you need some honest feedback. A lot of people want to be nice about shit. Just be honest. I want to hear what you really think. That way I can evolve.
Yeah. But really, just don't say anything that's bad. Just say that you really liked it.
Yeah, really. That's what I'm hoping, man. Give me a 5-star review. I don't want no 1-star review.
Yeah, give me
review.
A 5-star. Please, Lord, give me a 5-star.
Yeah, so as you guys all know, Horribly Awkward is a part of the BS Podcast Network. So check out BSPodcastNetwork.com along with a lot of other cool shows on their back. Pure BS Podcast, Science Faction, Real Stupid Podcast, Geek Dig, Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loge, and War Pod. Check out all those shows. Check out the Social Dozen. I'm on there. Eddie's on there. There's 11 other people besides us, and it's always going to be different, which is great. On Twitter, I am at @awkward_podcast, or my personal Twitter is at @theycallmeiams. That's where you can find me on all gaming platforms as well. Drop me a voicemail. 510-600-3475, or type me out something at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. Listen to the Horrible Gamers, my other podcast, and I hate when I got a million things to plug. Thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up on Stitcher. I would love that. If you want to rate and review the honest way on iTunes, do what you got to do. I will respect it. Mr. Rodden.
Awesome.
What is one thing you learned on today's show?
That, all podcasters are not the same. You turned out to be much nicer than I thought you were. Because your picture, you look so hardcore, man. You look like a prison thug.
I am a prison thug, motherfucker.
You look like a prison thug, but you're actually a very nice young man.
Oh, thank you, man. That's my side I put on when I'm around the family. Like, hey, guys.
Yeah, very good. No, man, I just appreciate the time, dude. You know, it's great to get out there and podcast. Everybody should have their own podcast.
That's true. That's true. It's very true. So,
as Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice.
Eddie, we gotta do improv, man.
I'm ready, dude. Eddie's ready.
Any ideas?
Like I got all kinds of ideas. Improv, dude? You kidding me?
Yeah, dude.
Well, let's start out with a song. You know any musicals?
Don't do know any musicals, but I do got the music
tomorrow,
playing in the background. Tomorrow, as always. Let's say. What's your favorite movie?
Army of Darkness, hands down, best movie ever made.
Cool. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Dude, Eddie, come over here. I found this book, dude. It says do not read, but we're going to read some stuff.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready? Like, let's read this stuff.
Are you sure you want to read this?
I'm going to say awesome day. Whoa.
No, that sounds pretty evil, man. I don't know if you should be reading that.
I didn't read it. That was the book talking. I didn't even say anything yet. Did you hear
something? Look at the face on this goddamn thing.
Whoa, it's got the face on this book. He's got my finger. Pull it off, dude. Pull it.
Dude, get that thing out of there. Ah. Dude, the last thing I saw something stuck like that in such a small hole, I don't want to bring it up, but dude, that was scary. Scary stuff.
I know. Burn this son of a bitch. Burn it.
My God. Okay, it's on fire. It's on fire.
Okay. Damn, that was okay. Bad idea, dude. I'm sorry. I invited you over here to have a. We're gonna, you know, do this whole book club thing.
We're gonna have some pie and talk about Amway and stuff.
Wait a minute, dude. We had that pie. What did you? Oh my God, what was in the pie? Are we tripping? Did this happen?
No, man. It's like back in time, or maybe I'm going forward in time. What's happening?
Dude, this is a Harry Potter book. This thing doesn't talk.
Necronami, what? Nami. Necronami something.
I don't know, man. I'm tired of guys wearing glasses thinking they're all tough and they fly around on broomsticks. It's getting annoying, man. Cinemas is so flooded with this stuff. But
yeah.
What did your grandma put in this pie?
Oh, dude, nothing but straight black tar heroin. What are you talking about?
Wow, this is my first time doing straight black tar heroin. So let's just enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you know, the first time for everybody, it's not so bad. But, you know, see, back in the war, black tar heroin was a staple in the community.
All right, man, enough of your history 101. I've been clean for years, and since I didn't spike my own pie, I guess this is okay. We'll run with it for one show.
So you busted out with a pie. What's with this big, huge hole in the pie? Why is your pants all red down there? What's going on?
Well, it was a cherry pie, and the pie did the little winky thing, a cute pie winky face.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. I've done it once or twice, but it was a dream. I've never fulfilled that dream and done it for real. But hey, everybody's got their thing.
All right, dude. This is really awkward. Dude, super awkward.
Bam.
Yeah, we gotta move on. We're gonna move on. You know what?
Okay.
All right, Eddie. This is what you gotta say. Hey, Normie, give me a horribly awkward in your best, in your own Eddie, in your own Eddie way.
You want me to do a Normie?
All you have to do is say, "Hey, Normie, give me a horribly awkward in any way you want."
Hey, Normie, give me a horribly awkward in any way you want.
Perfect. All right.
On my hands and my knees, please.
Pull up the notes. Let me double check my episode. Yeah, 28. You know how many times I don't change my date on here, on the episode number, and I say the same episode number? I do that all the time.
Really?
I had so many numbers. I had like three number eights or number sevens or something.
At least you number them, dude. I've been podcasting since 2011, mm-hmm. and I've only got like 118 episodes.
All right, perfect. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, ready. Let's do it.